To every American watching, help is here and we will not stop working for you.
President Biden took to the Rose Garden this afternoon for the first time as Commander-in-Chief. He celebrated the passage of his nearly $2 trillion COVID-19 relief measure, but also acknowledged the pressure he now faces in making sure this thing works as planned.
We are showing it's possible to get big, important things done. That's what America does. It tackles hard problems.
Joining us live on Skype, Politico White House correspondent Alex Thompson, also co-author of Transition Playbook. Alex, thanks for joining us. Even hardened political observers are marveling at what the president and congressional Democrats have done here. Talk about his accomplishment and the huge challenge he faces.
In terms of the significance of the accomplishment, he's passed the largest relief bill ever in all of American history. And he's done it all, in the first 2 months in office. And, in terms of the gravity of the challenge he faces, I mean, he's got to get 300 million Americans vaccinated. He's got to get schools back up and running. He's got to get small businesses that have either closed or have shut down, restarted, or those empty lots filled. He's got to restart the economy. And he's also got to sell this $1.9 trillion bill. At a time when, there are some people wondering and some Republicans especially attacking it and believing that it won't be nearly as popular come the midterm elections in 15 months.
In addition to all the challenges you just mentioned legislatively, you've got things like transgender rights, gun control, voting rights, and police reform, issues that mean a heck of a lot to a lot of people, but they're not exactly bipartisan. Are you predicting gridlock on Capitol Hill?
I hate predicting, but I would say that as things stand right now, there is no chance of anything on any of those issues that you just discussed passing this Congress, unless, of course, they significantly change the filibuster. Now, everything I'm hearing is that is unlikely to happen. There might be some tweaks here and there, but I would be shocked if you're going to get any significant reform. And, for the listeners that aren't familiar, the filibuster basically means that you need 60 votes in the Senate. Democrats currently only have 50. And if you want to get progress on transgender rights, gun control, you need 10 Republicans, and there just aren't the votes there. And honestly, it's not even clear if there's 50 Democratic votes for those issues either.
Now, you're working on a book about the Biden administration. It's coming out in a few years. How much of the book might be devoted to this week?
Well, it's going to be at least be a chapter, if not multiple chapters, because this is the essential biggest bet of the Biden presidency. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs. There's going to be a lot of crazy headlines and polls that come out over the next 18 months. But Biden is betting his presidency on this bill, on the implementation of this bill, and betting that essentially this bill and the rest of his apparatus of government is going to be able to tackle the COVID crisis. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this. Like, there are going to be news cycles about different legislation or different pseudo scandals. But at the end of the day, the Biden administration is betting that this is their ticket to making him not just successful in the midterm elections or maybe in re-election, but also making him a historic president on the scale of FDR, LBJ. It wasn't a coincidence that Joe Biden today said that we haven't done anything this big since LBJ. He sort of went right over Obama, right over Bill Clinton, right over Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is bigger than all of them.
Alex, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Alex Thompson, White House correspondent with Politico.